The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
In this installment of Munchkin Land, our goblins are truly gobnoxious. Hi, everyone. It is Steven Schleicher, and in this Munchkin Minute, we're going to be taking a look at some upcoming products from Steve Jackson Games that will feature prominently in your upcoming Munchkin play. We've talked before about Moop's Monster Mashup, and it's out now. If you're looking for another way to spice up your Munchkin game, then check out the Moop's Monster Mashup. It has a this magician called Moop, and he's mashing up monsters to take on the Munchkins. That's you. And Moop has created new animals such as the owligator. Get it? Owl and an alligator combined. A kangaroo, and a rooster. And you can fight back with some Moop's mixed up weapons, including the sockadiles, which I guess is a sock mixed with a crocodile, which I guess would be a footwear item, and the beaver cleaver, not to be confused with beaver cleaver. It's still a Munchkin game, right? Which means that you can play the Moop's Monster Mashup as a standalone game, or you can combine it with other Munchkin sets. It's 168 cards. It's available now. We got ours on, I want to say, Wednesday or Thursday last week. I've had a chance to finally open up the box and take a look at it. It's really funny with some of these mashups that Moop has done. We're going to be playing it on a future installment of Munchkin Land. We'll let you know more about that in a few moments, but you can head over to worldofmunchkin.com/moopsmashup to find out more about Moop's Monster Mashup. If you enjoy playing the Munchkin Pathfinder game, if traditional Munchkin isn't your style and you've been playing Pathfinder, then you'll be happy to know that there are even more goblins on the way in the Munchkin Pathfinder Truly a Gobnoxious set. It's set to arrive next month in October, features art by Shane White, who also did the art for Pathfinder Goblins, the comic book series from Dynamite Entertainment. Truly Gobnoxious is a booster pack, so there's 10 goblin monsters and 5 cards to help you fight the monsters, because, as we know, in Munchkin Pathfinder, all goblins are mob monsters, so it's going to be a little crazy. Munchkin Pathfinder Truly Gobnoxious has a retail price of $5.95, and it's currently in production right now. I'm guessing it's going to be out next month if I had to put some money on it, maybe $5.95 perhaps. It's interesting because I was having a conversation with some people the other day, and some people are very specific on the Munchkin games that they play. Some people will only want to play the Pathfinder edition. They don't want to play anything else. Some people only want to play the base Munchkin game and whatever expansions are added. Some people have their favorites in the steampunk Munchkin edition, and people don't branch out and buy all of these other games. So being able to talk to you about these on a show like Munchkin Minute is nice, because there are so many different products out there. One of the favorites that we played earlier this year, or maybe last year, I forget, because time does fly and I am getting older, was the Munchkin Wizard of Oz game, Munchkin of Oz. Such a fun game, such in-depth research going into bringing the creations and ideas of the Frank L. Baum series to life in the game really blew all of our minds, because being from Kansas, everyone that sits around the table knows a little something about Wizard of Oz. Well, there's a lot more coming for Munchkin Oz. It's Munchkin Oz 2, The Yellow Brick Raid. 56 new cards to play with either the Munchkin Oz game or the Munchkin Oz Guest Artist Edition, which includes a bunch of different art. There is no word on the release date for this one, but it is coming, and it has an SRP of $11.95, so you can start saving your pennies now on that. I want to know, are you someone that only bought one version of Munchkin, Or do you have multiple different versions of Munchkin, you know, like the Apocalypse version or, you know, the Sheep Impact expansion, things like that? Are you someone that just sticks with a particular theme, or do you like to just play Munchkin, whatever the variety is, whatever the theme may be? Send me an email at podcast@majorspoilers.com. I'd certainly like to know what your focus is when it comes to playing Munchkin, or really any other board game. In fact, that wraps it up for this installment of Munchkin Land. We've been recording a number of episodes and gameplay ahead of time, including, and again, these are not Munchkin games, we've got Dungeons & Dragons Elemental Evil, King of New York, and Eldritch Horror. These are all video episodes that we've been recording because they have a lot more visual interest than maybe just the card game does. We've already got those recorded. They will be coming out in the months ahead as we move to the end of the year. You can find those over at our YouTube channel, youtube.com/majorspoilersvideo. In fact, we've got a bunch of them out there already. We've got a legendary one. We just did a Glorantha War one that a lot of people have really got a kick out of. So head over to youtube.com/majorspoilersvideo. Be sure to subscribe to the channel so you know when all of the new stuff arrives. There's a little behind-the-scenes stuff, too, for you guys. We've recorded all of the remaining episodes for 2016. That's right. Save for the Munchkin Minutes. We have every episode between now and the end of the year already recorded, already edited, waiting to be released for you. And you'll find them in the coming weeks and months ahead. We're having such a blast recording and sharing these games with you, and we want to continue to do it into 2017. We've already got some of the games already lined up. We're getting ready to start recording those. And if you enjoy our antics, if you enjoy the gameplay and the conversations that we have, and you appreciate the production quality that goes into each and every episode, then you can help us out by becoming a patron by signing up at patreon.com/majorspoilers. Patreon.com/majorspoilers. You can contribute as little or as much as you like. Really, the sky is the limit. And some of our patrons have gone beyond the maximum limit that we have and are giving even more than that highest level each and every month. That is how awesome they are. In addition to ensuring everything we do at Major Spoilers continues, that's Munchkin Land, that's Critical Hit, our Dungeons & Dragons podcast, that includes Zach on Film, our film podcast, the Major Spoilers podcast, which is all about comic books and pop culture, you will also get bonus content and rewards, and you can find out more by signing up today at patreon.com/majorspoilers. As I said, that wraps it up for this week's installment of Munchkin Land, and until next time, remember, it's not cheating if you don't get caught.
This podcast is copyright 2016 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.